President Trump has promised to deport 2 to 3 million people who are in this country illegally right away. In order to do that, the government would first have to detain those people. And as Julie Small of Here and Now contributor KQED reports, the government could do that by opening tens of thousands of detention beds, many of which are in California.
The pre-dawn arrest of a 27-year-old Guatemalan man named McGeeber happened so quickly, his wife Gibieres says their three children slept through it. She was washing dishes when someone knocked on her kitchen window. Yeres says the two men in her driveway identified themselves as police.
And they said to us, "We're investigating a case of hit and run."
The men asked to see registration papers for her husband's car.
So he went out, he opened the car up, and he got the registration out. And then the man came up behind him, and I saw that he showed him a paper. And that's when my husband said, "Yibi, it's immigration."
The ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, took McGeeber to a county jail in Richmond, California, where the agency has a contract to detain up to 318 people. Lisa Knox with Centro Legal de la Raza has asked that we only use McGeeber's first name while his case is pending. She thinks ICE detained her client because of a recent arrest for reckless driving.
He was working three jobs, just caring for his family. He made one mistake, and suddenly immigration's knocking down his door at 5 a.m.
Instead of prioritizing violent criminals for deportation, President Trump is prioritizing anyone who violates U.S. immigration laws. Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank that favors restricting immigration, says Trump's making the right move.
I think the executive orders that he has released so far are right on target and were needed in order to restore some integrity to our immigration system.
ICE would not comment about plans to expand detention, but an analysis of public records shows the agency could find space to detain an additional 20,000 people virtually overnight. Some of them could end up here in California, where ICE locked up 5,300 immigrants last year. Many, like McGeeber, could go to jails run by municipal governments in counties that rely on extra income each year from ICE.
At the moment, it's probably around $2 million.
Sheriff David Livingston oversees the jail where McGeeber's being held.
That money goes to defray the costs of running the jail and reduce the operating costs of the taxpayers of Contra Costa County.
ICE could contract more jail beds throughout the country, but in California, the inmate population has recently dropped by 9,000 due to new laws that mean fewer people get incarcerated, so there are beds available. Private prison companies have 17,000 more beds to offer nationwide in states including Alabama, Colorado, Louisiana, and Texas. On a call with investors last month, Damon Heiniger, the president of CoreCivic, which owns and manages private prisons, said ICE detention is driving up profits.
Should ICE have additional needs, we are well positioned to deliver safe, humane, and cost-effective solutions.
But Denise Gilman, who runs the immigration clinic at the University of Texas Law School, warns about the conditions in private prisons and says their focus is keeping costs low.
And they do that by skimping on food, on health care, on mental health care, and anything else so that they can maximize their profits.
A federal investigation of the Adelanto Correctional Facility in San Bernardino, for example, found delays in health care, shoddy record keeping, and failures to properly report sexual assaults. The operator, Geo Group, has since nearly doubled the size of the prison. Mary Small with Detention Watch Network, a nonprofit that advocates for alternatives to incarceration, believes ICE is spending more than the $2.5 billion Congress budgeted for detention this year. But that won't be a problem for ICE.
For the entirety of the Obama administration, Congress gave ICE more money than the president asked for in the president's budget. And so there's a real willingness to throw large amounts of money at locking immigrants up.
The Center for Immigration Studies' Jessica Vaughn acknowledges detaining more people will drive costs up, but thinks it will pay off.
When people get the message that you're not necessarily home free if you make it to the United States, I think it's pretty clear that fewer people are going to try to come here illegally.
Back in Oakland, McGeeber's children eagerly wait for his call from jail. 8-year-old Kevin is snacking on peanut butter on toast when the phone rings.
Hola, papi. aquí en la casa. Sí. Bien.
McGeeber's wife, GB, is struggling to support the family.
Pues no, dejé de trabajar porque...
I stopped working because my oldest son had an operation and I had to take care of him. But now I have to look for other ways to survive.
An immigration judge scheduled a hearing for tomorrow. McGeeber's attorney asked ICE to release him until there's a final decision in his case. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Small.